After the Namkaran Samskar, Krishna began mixing with all his friends. One day, the boys told Mother Yasoda, Krishna is eating dirt. Therefore they told. Mother Yasoda became really angry. She came and chastised her son. Dirty boy, why are you eating dirt? Don't you know in the dirt there may be some seed? If you eat that seed will burst out through your stomach. Maybe you will die. Therefore she became very angry. Krishna said, Naham bhakshitavam ambasarva mitya abhishanshina. I am not eating dirt, mother. My friends are lying. If you think that they are telling the truth, then you may look in my mouth and examine. Mother Yasoda did not believe. If you have not eaten dirt, open your mouth. Therefore Krishna, acting like an ordinary child, opened his mouth with no teeth. And what did she see? Mother Yasoda saw in the mouth of Krishna all moving and non-moving entities, outer space, the 10 directions, all mountain, islands, oceans, the surface of the earth, all the planetary systems. She saw time, karma, everything along with herself, all the material and spiritual creation in the mouth of Krishna. Mother Yasoda was thinking, what am I seeing? Is it a dream? Or maybe some witch has caught Krishna. Some black magic is going on. Therefore, she thought maybe something has happened to my Krishna. By the grace of Mother Yasoda's devotion is so powerful, she never considered for a moment her son to be the source of everything. She thought one witch has got him. Therefore, Krishna's opulence could not cover the attraction that Mother Yasoda felt towards him as her son. Therefore, she forgot everything and began feeding him breast milk. Therefore, Krishna's opulence cannot stand before the Brijabasis. Just like in the daytime, you cannot see the moon. In the same way, even though Krishna manifests his opulence before the Brijabasis, they can never see anything except the thought, Krishna is my son. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami explained the life history of Nandini Yasoda, how they are fortunate to have Krishna as their son. One time, Drona and Dada were worshipping Lord Brahma. When Lord Brahma appeared before them, they prayed, we want the Supreme Lord to become my son. I want to have love for Krishna like a parent. I want to have love for the Lord like a parent. I want to have love for the Lord like a parent. Therefore, Brahma blessed them. And even they took three births, first as Kasyap and Devahuti, Kasyap and Aditi, then Devahuti and Kadamba Rishi, then finally as Nanda and Yasoda. Because they asked for the benediction, we want Batsalya Ras towards Krishna, Brahmaji fulfilled their desire. Krishna began his activities of stealing. Why? Actually, Krishna never lies. When Mother Yasoda asked, have you eaten dirt? And Krishna said, no, Mother, I'm not eating dirt. Is Krishna lying? In one sense, Krishna is not lying because in Vrindavan, which is the spiritual world, there's no dirt there. Everything is chintamani, wish-fulfilling dust. So Krishna is only one. But in Vrindavan, all the residents of Vrindavan want to, they feel Krishna is my son also. Therefore, Krishna wants to fulfill the desires of everyone. Therefore, he began his activities of stealing. Baby Krishna would exit the house early in the morning and he would manifest himself into millions and millions of baby Krishnas. Each baby Krishna would go into one house and steal. But by the influence of his yoga maya, his potency, no one can understand there's millions of Krishnas. Every Brijabasi thinks, because Krishna loves me the best, therefore he comes to my house and my house only. Therefore, many activities are there with Krishna and the coward boys. As Krishna tasted sake ras, the mellow of friendship with his friends, and the mellow of batsali ras with the elderly gopas and gopis. Another time, one reason Krishna was stealing, one day all his friends began laughing at him and pointing and whispering and laughing. Krishna said, "What's the joke? Tell me." They would not tell. Then finally Balaram said, "We all have a question for you. Nanda Baba is golden complexion and Yasoda is also fair complexion, but you are so black. How is it possible that you can be the real son of Nanda and Yasoda?" And Krishna, he couldn't answer, you know. How can two whites make a black? He was bewildered. Then Balaram said, "Because I'm your big brother, don't forget I'm 8 days older than you, I know the secret of your birth. Actually, you were born from an Aboriginal woman." What do you say? Forest dweller. "But you're so black and she could not keep you, she put you in the hole of one tree. And Nanda Baba was walking past, he heard you crying, wee. Deva, he's so kind, he picked you up and adopted you. That's how you became black son of white parents." And Krishna was too much sad. And all the boys are laughing, "Yes, this is true." And Krishna went home and began packing his bag. In one cloth, he put some laddus, some sweets, some butter, a few extra cloths, his teddy bear, his flute. And Krishna began walking out of the house. Mother Yasoda became astonished. "My dear boy, where are you going?" Then Krishna was crying, "Mother, I know now why you're beating me and torturing me. Because really, I'm not your son." Then Yasoda was laughing. "How you can think, well, you're not my son, Lala, darling, because you are both white and I'm black. How I can become from you?" Then Yasoda laughed. Guru Maharaj says, because Krishna comes from her, therefore she must be always two fingers more intelligent than Krishna. She said, "That is very easy to explain. In this house, we worship the form of Vishnu called Shalagram. It's a black deity. Everything in this house, we offer first to Vishnu, who is the Supreme Lord, and he's black. Therefore, Lord Vishnu glances and eats by his glance. And since birth, before your birth, we're always eating the remnants of Lord Vishnu. Because you came by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, therefore you're also born black. Because Lord Vishnu is black." And Krishna was very happy. "Okay, but being black is not very good. Therefore from now on, I'm not going to eat in this house. I'll only eat in the other houses where they offer food to Giriraj. Giriraj is white complexion. Therefore one of the reasons Krishna not eating in his house anymore, he used to go outside to steal." So his stealing pastimes are very attractive. Rishabdev Prabhu, you have butter in your fridge, but why Krishna doesn't steal from your fridge? Why is Krishna not stealing your butter? We have no prema, no pure love for him, therefore he's not interested in anything we have. But all the residents of Vrindavan have so much affection for Krishna. Guru Maharaj said he's not stealing butter, he is stealing their affection in the form of butter. Therefore Krishna began his activities of stealing. But he is very tricky. Therefore, one Vaishnava poet has said, "Chora guganyam purusham namami. I give my pranam to the king of thieves, Krishna. Why? He steals the sins of anyone who chants his name. He steals the mind and senses of the devotees. He steals butter from the house of the gopis. He steals the cloth of the devotees. Therefore, chora guganyam purusham namami. I have never heard of such a thief as Krishna." Therefore the devotee prays, "Therefore thief, I will catch you and I will give you proper punishment. I will bound you in my heart, which is like a prison, and you will never escape from my heart." Therefore Krishna began his activities of stealing just to increase the happiness of all the devotees of Vrindavan. But not easy for Krishna to steal. You cannot steal alone. You need a gang of thieves. Therefore Krishna made his little group of friends. They used to move house to house by hook or by crook, stealing butter. Sometimes the gopis, they would learn of Krishna's tricks. They would hang the butter on a high beam with a small rope. Therefore the boys used to make pyramids of boys, three on the bottom, two on the top, and Krishna would be on the top, grabbing the butter and passing down. The owner of the house would come, the other boys would run, and Krishna would be left hanging on the swing. "Mama, help me! Mommy, help me!" So many nice activities. One time one gopi came and caught Krishna red-handed with his pot in the butter pot. What? I caught you red-handed. Why are you stealing from my house? Chris said, I'm not stealing. I'm looking for my calf. Then Gopi said, you think I'm stupid? How a calf can fit in that butter pot? Then Krishna brought out one stone toy calf that he kept there, and laughing, he ran away. Another time, Krishna was caught with his hand in the butter pot. The gopi said, what are you doing? I caught you. Krishna said, how much you are crooked and suspicious. I am not stealing butter. And why your hand is in my butter pot? And Krishna said, I'm doing some seva. I was walking outside your house. I saw many ants coming in your house. I thought maybe that gopi has left some sweets outside. Then I came in, I saw all the ants were going into this butter pot. Therefore, I'm picking out the ants one by one. I'm not stealing butter. The gopi laughed. Then how come some butter is on here, on your face? And Krishna said, this is very hard work. Therefore, sometimes sweat is coming, I'm like this doing. But I am not stealing butter. Ma mene makan kayo. I am not stealing. Many things are there. Hundreds of stories are there. Sometimes Krishna would sneak into a house and the owner of the house would sleep just across the door so that he would know when Krishna would come in or out. That gopi was there sleeping. Krishna would go underneath the bed, eat butter, and on his way out, he would put some butter here on the lip of the gopi and he would escape. Therefore, when the owner would say, oh, criminal, criminal, and they would catch Krishna, the gopi would come out with butter. All my butter is gone. And Krishna said, look, your wife is stealing. She has butter here. Therefore, that Vaishnav poet has written that Damodarastakam, Itadrik Swalila Bir Ananda Kunde Swegosham Nimajantam Akya Payantam Tadye Sito Gesu Bhakti Jitatvam Puna Pranatastam Satabhita Vande. Krishna, by these activities, he drowned the whole of Gokul in a pool of ecstasy, showing that he is only controlled by pure love of devotees, not by anything else. Therefore, with my heartfelt affection, Satyavrata Muni says, I give my pranam to that Krishna Chandra. Sometimes the gopis would catch Krishna red-handed. One time they caught Krishna. How many kilos of sweets you've got in there? Hey, Jai. How many kilos you've got in there? What about someone else? If you eat that much, you're going to die of prasad poisoning. There were one time one gopi caught Krishna red-handed. And she is saying, now I will take you to Mother Yasoda. I will punish you. Because we are always telling Mother Yasoda your son is stealing, but Mother Yasoda never believes it. Therefore, she is pulling Krishna by the hand, and Krishna said, Adi Gopi, don't be so violent. I'm very soft. And you're pulling my hand very violently. At least take the other hand. That time Gopi said, yes, I know. When I let go of my hand, you'll run. Vijay, control your senses. Therefore the gopi said, I cannot trust you. If I let go of my hand, you will run. Then Krishna said, take my other hand as security, as deposit. Therefore that gopi who had Krishna, her friend was there. That boy was a little younger than Krishna. Krishna by his eyes, come here. Otherwise I'll give you one of these afterwards. Therefore the boy came and the boy put his hand. The gopi let go of the hand of Krishna and caught hold of her own son's hand. But because her face was covered and Krishna has also been covered, just like when the criminals come out of the courtroom, what do they do? Krishna had covered his head. The gopi did not know that she had caught hold of her own son. Krishna ran to the back of his house, went in the back door, went into his bed and began pretending to be asleep. Meanwhile, that gopi came, Yasoda! Yasoda! Yasoda, open up! Yasoda came, what? I caught your son stealing red-handed. Oh, really? Mother Yasoda said, I don't believe. Yes, yes, I've caught him. He is just here. That time Krishna was coming out of his bedroom as if he'd just woken up. Oh. Stop shouting, I'm trying to sleep. Then Yasoda said, my son is not stealing anything. He's asleep in the bedroom. The gopi said, look, I'll show you. She pulled off a cloth and her own son was there. That time, how embarrassed she felt. All the other gopis were laughing. That time, Krishna came out of his room rubbing his eyes. See, mother, I told you, these gopis are all big politicians. They're saying, I'm stealing, but I'm not doing anything. I'm sleeping, and her own son is stealing, and she's accusing me. Therefore, Krishna said to that gopi, you better be careful from now on, I promise, I will begin stealing. So Madhya Yashoda was very worried. Krishna, there's no shortage of cows in my house. Krishna's father has 900,000 cows. No shortage of milk or butter is there. Why my son will be stealing and giving a bad name to the family? Therefore, actually, all the Brijvasis used to come and tell Madhya Yashoda all the pastimes of Krishna, and all would be very, very happy, actually. So no one felt bad to Krishna. Everyone felt very much pleased by his activities. But Madhya Yashoda thinking, why my son is stealing? I have 900,000 cows. No shortages there. Must be because the maidservants are not making the yogurt and the butter with attention. Therefore, Madhya Yashoda said, tomorrow I will do with my own hands. Therefore, she milked a black cow. Black cow apparently gives the best milk. Madhya Yashoda has some special cows only for Krishna's direct service. Therefore, as she milked the cows, then they put that milk into yogurt and they churn the yogurt. Crow, were you born on a farm or anything? Huh? If you churn milk or butter, what comes at the top? Butter. You churn the cream and the butter comes. That butter would be very nice for Krishna. Therefore, as she was churning, Mother Yashoda was a little plump. As she was churning, she was remembering the pastimes of her son, and she was chanting, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhav Iti. Names of her son. Chanting the holy name, thinking of the pastimes of her son, she was completely immersed in churning the yogurt. So, she was wearing a saffron yellow sari. She had very full hips and large breasts. Her earrings and bangles were chinking like the sound of cartels. Therefore, her bangles were making a noise like cartels. The churning rod was making a noise like mridanga. Therefore, she was doing kirtan, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti. That time, because of intense affection for her child, Krishna, milk was pouring from her breast, tears were pouring from her eyes. She was completely immersed in serving Krishna. That time, as she was chanting, Krishna was very hungry. Therefore, Krishna began crying, Maya. But Madhya Yashoda could not hear because she was so much absorbed in chanting. Therefore, Krishna became a little angry. He came and began grabbing her sari. Then Madhya Yashoda saw her child. She picked up. So Krishna caught the churning stick so that Madhya Yashoda could not churn anymore. Madhya Yashoda picked up and began feeding Krishna her breast milk. Just like when a mother, the child is just born, of course I haven't had a child, but I've heard, that milk, the pain in the breast is every 3-4 hours the child has to drink, right? Shyamala, is that true? Yes. Imagine that's out of affection for the mother, that milk comes automatically. Imagine the affection Madhya Yashoda has for Krishna. Her body is made out of the mood, Krishna is my son. Her whole body is made of Krishna Prem. Our bodies are made of stolen urine. Her body is not made of stolen urine. Her body is made of transcendental attraction to Krishna. She has a spiritual body. Therefore, out of great affection, milk was pouring automatically. She began to feed her child. At that time, she was churning. Krishna was drinking milk. Then some milk was on the stove. That milk was boiling over. Madhya Yashoda put Krishna down and ran to save the milk. Who does Madhya Yashoda love? Does she love Krishna or does she love the milk? Huh? What's his name? Rasik? What? Wrong. Krishna loves the milk. Madhya Yashoda loves the milk more than Krishna. This is one of, yes, definitely. Guru Maharaj says every year. For the last 10 years, of course, you weren't listening in any of the classes. Because our goal is not Krishna. Our goal is the service of Krishna. Therefore, Mother Yashoda has more affection for that which is related to the service of Krishna than Krishna himself. This is one symptom of prem. Just like in the highest stage of devotion, in the lowest stage of devotion, the devotee is interested only in Krishna, not in anything else. In the big beginning of devotion, Krishna is everything. But in the middle stage of devotion, one will consider Gurudev, the Vaishnavas, the pure devotees, and Krishna to have the same importance. But on the highest level of devotion, Krishna is not important. His devotees are all important. They're from Vrindavan. No one chants. Who chants Krishna Krishna in Vrindavan? No one. In Vrindavan, everyone chants? Radhe, Radhe. Everyone knows Radharani is pleased. Who cares if Krishna's not pleased? Siddhadara suk, Krishna re suk, janata manato ami. If Radharani is pleased, Krishna is automatically pleased. Therefore, in Vrindavan, everyone is exclusively interested in the service of the devotees of Krishna, not in Krishna. Deva ananta mamata vishnu, ananya premasangdate bhakti uchate bhisma pralada narada udava. Deva, the definition of prem, one has unlimited mamata, a feeling of possessiveness towards Krishna, ananya premasangdate, and one feels even more attachment for that which is related to Krishna. Our goal is not Krishna. Our goal is the service of Krishna. If one time Gurudev held up a gong that was cracked, this is proof that none of the brahmacharis in this mat have any affection for me or for the deities. Because the paraphernalia which is used for the service of Guru and Krishna, you are mistreating it. That means you have no love, no prema. Therefore, Madhya Yashoda, her goal is the service of Krishna. Whether Krishna cries or not is not important. Important that Krishna should be served properly. Mother Yashoda was thinking, from my milk, what can I make from my milk? Nothing. But from the milk on the stove I can make, you know, paneer, crow? What's paneer in English? Curd, cheese? Huh? Oh, there's butter. No, there's another thing. What's it called in America? What is cheese. From cow's milk? From cow's milk, Mother Yashoda was thinking, I can make cheese. From cheese, I can make hundreds of different types of sweets, like burfi, like rasgullas. Huh? Yes. Yes. Hello. Hello, Vijay. Burfi is made of what?
Curd.
Thank you. Oh, the milk powder. Mother Yashoda had milk powder. Mother Yashoda has 900,000 cows and Vijay says she's got a tin of Nestle's milk powder in the corner. Who votes Vijay's wrong? Say honey ball! Honey ball! Thank you. Maybe Vijay makes sweets for Krishna out of milk powder, but Mother Yashoda doesn't. She loves Krishna. Mother Yashoda was thinking, from the cheese I can make burfi. I can make rasgullas, I can make sandesh, I can make yogurt, I can make many, many hundreds of different types of preparations. So good to smash Vijay. Who was that about sympathy for him? Get out of the room. Mother Yashoda was thinking, I have so much affection for Krishna, but from my breast milk I cannot do anything for him. But from the milk on the stove I can make many things for Krishna's happiness. Therefore she left Krishna for the service of Krishna. This is not a fault, this is a symptom of Mother Yashoda's prema. Therefore, the devotees, they have more affection for that as related to Krishna. Therefore, we worship Guru before we worship Krishna. It's a symptom of affection for Krishna. That one has even more affection for that as related to Krishna's service than Krishna himself. When Mother Yashoda tried to put Krishna down, Krishna was very angry. He was holding on very tightly with his legs and his hands like a monkey. Also, his teeth. He was gripping the sari of Mother Yashoda. Krishna had no desire to be put on the ground, but Mother Yashoda very quickly made him sad and run for the milk. Pujana had the strength of 60,000 elephants, but she could not put Krishna down. And Krishna was only using a little bit of his energy. But when Mother Yashoda was trying to put Krishna on the ground, Krishna was using his full energy. But Mother Yashoda put him down with one hand because the devotee has such a power. Prem can control Krishna like that. That time the milk was thinking, alas, I cannot serve Krishna. my life is useless. Because Mother Yasoda, her love for Krishna in the form of her milk is unlimited. It will never finish. And Krishna's stomach will never be full. I will never get a chance to serve. Therefore, I cannot serve Krishna, better to end my life. If a Guru Maharaj says, when disciple feels like that, then Guru comes for him. No? We are very happy without Guru Seva, without Krishna Seva. Mother Yasoda gave up her own service to Krishna to engage the milk in the service of Krishna. Because in the spiritual world, everything's conscious. Even the milk is conscious. The stove is conscious. Everything is conscious with the desire, I will please Krishna. Therefore, Mother Yasoda, she gave up her own service to serve Krishna. This is the symptom of the Guru. The Guru is not so much greedy that he will serve Krishna. He has a desire that everyone else should also serve Krishna, therefore they preach. One time Guru Maharaj said to me personally, you are doing the service of Krishna, this is not wonderful. But you are helping others to do the service of Krishna, then this will be called real service. Extraordinary. So, Krishna became very angry. My mother has abandoned me for the milk. How I can get revenge? He looked and saw Mother Yasoda had the big pot of yogurt that she was churning. He went, and before there was electric grinders, the ladies used to grind the spices on stone, mortar and pestle. Guru Maharaj says that's why ladies these days are a little bit fat, not enough exercise. But Mother Yasoda had so many work to do. Therefore, Krishna took that stone to grind the mortar. He went to crack the top of the pot, but the top of the pot was very thick. It wouldn't break. But the bottom of the pot was very thin. Krishna reached down and cracked the bottom of the pot. And the force of the yogurt coming down made a jet stream of yogurt. Krishna was very happy, clapping and laughing. Then he became afraid. What have I done? Mother Yasoda is going to beat me. He became afraid and ran. Mother Yasoda took the milk off the stove, came out, and saw that pot of yogurt has been broken. She became a little angry. Then she thought, where has he gone? Guru Maharaj says, even the best criminal must leave a mark, a clue. Krishna ran, but Krishna forgot about the butter sticking to the bottom of his feet. Therefore, his footprints indicated he's gone that way. Mother sort of followed, and she saw, as Krishna was running, he still was very hungry. There was one pot of yogurt on the roof. Krishna took one grinding mortar. Isn't people, they use the grinding mortar to shell the husk of the rice away from the rice, also wheat. Krishna rolled that grinding mortar and stood on it to get the butter from the roof. He forgot about Mother Yasoda, he was so much hungry. Many monkeys came in and Krishna was feeding the monkeys with his own hand. Krishna remembered, in my last incarnation, those monkeys helped me to rescue Sita. They were always in the forest, they had no good things to eat. Therefore, let me repay them in this incarnation. He was feeding the monkeys and the crows. Mother Yasoda saw Krishna was absorbed in feeding the monkeys. He came with a stick and very softly, like a cat, she crept behind him. The monkeys became afraid. The monkeys were running. Krishna thought, why are they running? He turned. Mother Yasoda went to grab him, but Krishna just escaped. He was running. Krishna was very clever. In Vedic times, no woman would ever be seen outside. What to speak of running outside? So Krishna thought, if I run on the main road of the city of the town, Mother Yasoda will never follow me. But Krishna forgot all the men were out with the cows, cow grazing. There was no men there, therefore Mother Yasoda will not feel shy to run before the ladies. Krishna began running, and Mother Yasoda was chasing after him. Krishna was running in a zigzag because Mother Yasoda was a little fat. She could not dodge so easily. As she was running, then Mother Yasoda saw in the back a satisfied customer. She saw Krishna's feet are very soft. No, don't do anything, it's all right. Krishna's feet were very soft. How his soft feet must be feeling pain running on the stones of the road. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said, if Mother Yasoda ran at the same speed as Krishna, she could not have caught him. Mother Yasoda had to run faster than Krishna, then she could catch him. In the same way Gurudev says, if you love Gurudev only as much as Guru love you, you cannot catch him, you cannot bind him. If your love for Guru is only conditioned on how much Guru gives you attention or love, who's cooking tonight? Conan the Barbarian. If you love Guru only as much as Guru loves you, you cannot bind him. Then we see many disciples. Sorry to wake you up. We see many disciples. Gurudev neglects them. Gurudev speaks some harsh words to them. What do they think? Oh, now he doesn't love me. Chelo, I'm out of here. Guru Maharaj said, if your love to the Guru is only conditional about how much the Guru loves you, you cannot catch him, you cannot bind him. If you cannot even bind the spiritual master, then how are you going to bind Krishna? The Guru Maharaj said, you have to love the Guru more than Guru loves you, then you can bind him. Madhya Soda taught that. If Madhya Soda had run at the same speed as Krishna, she could not have caught him. Therefore she caught Krishna and with her stick she raised and went to beat him. Actually Guru Maharaj said, I made a mistake in Miami. Guru Maharaj said, Madhya Soda never beats him. She only pretends to do that. Then Krishna is afraid, but she never actually beats him. How sad. Madhya Soda had the stick. She went to beat him. I'll beat you. Then Krishna was very afraid, shaking. Rudanta muha netram yugman marjantam karamboja yugmena satanka netram muhu swasa kampa tide kanka kanta stitagrevam damo daram bhakti badam. As Krishna was weeping, he had mascara in his eyes. In India, they put mascara on the babies to keep dust and irritations away from the eyes of the child. Krishna was weeping. He was rubbing his eyes. Rudanta muhu netram yugman rajantam. He was rubbing his eyes. Therefore, the mascara came all over here like a panda bear. He was taking very deep breaths. He was very afraid of his mother. And he was weeping with one hand. He was weeping. Mother Soda had the other hand. I will beat you. And we saw Krishna was very much terrified, crying. Therefore, Mother Yasoda thought, I have to punish him. If I do not bind him, maybe he will run away into the forest and harm himself. Therefore, I must bind him. Therefore, he's a thief. And this grinding mortar which assisted him in stealing, he is also a thief. I'll bind both of them together. Therefore, she took a rope and went to bind Krishna. Krishna's waist is not even like a fist. But astonishing thing, she took that rope and went to bind him. She could not bind him. The rope was 2 fingers too short. Madhya Soda was astonished. She called her friend, bring another rope. In India, some ladies wearing a rope in their hair to make their hair look even longer. Yasoda took that rope out of her hair, bound it. That rope was very long. She bound it, but astonishing thing, the rope was still 2 fingers too short. She called her friends, bring more ropes. They brought all the ropes in Gokul. No matter how many ropes Madhya Soda tied and bound, she could not bind Krishna. Always was 2 fingers too short. Madhya Soda joined whatever ropes were available in the household. One rope was 150 feet long. But it was, and my son's waist is only that much, but still I am 2 fingers too short. It doesn't matter if the rope is 50 yards long or 200 yards long, it's still 2 fingers too short. All the other gopis were watching and laughing. They said, hey Yasoda, it's not in your astrological chart that you can bind your son today. But Mother Yasoda was thinking, I must bind him, I must bind him. Perspiration was running down her face, she was breathing very heavily. When Krishna saw the fatigue of his mother, his heart melted. And Kripaya Swabandana, by his mercy, he allowed Madhya Soda to bind him. Madhya Soda was praying, O Lord, Supreme Lord, please help me bind my son. Therefore, Krishna could understand the intention of Madhya Soda. Seeing her hard endeavor out of his affection for her, he allowed himself to be bound. Therefore, Nemim Brinchu Nabhavau Nasriyapiyanga Sankhraya Prasadam Lebeye Gopi Yattat Prapta Vimuktidat. Krishna gives liberation to everyone. He cuts the bondage of birth and death. But Krishna was bound by Madhya Soda. Therefore, Nayam Brinchi Na Babo Na Sri Anga Na Sri Apianga Samsaya. The mercy given to Yasoda was never given to anyone else, including Mahadev, Lord Shiva. Na Brinchi, O Brahma, O Na Sri Anga Na Sri Apianga Samsaya. O Lakshmi, who resides in the body of Krishna, that mercy that Krishna allowed himself to be bound by Madhya Soda was never given to anyone else, only to Madhya Soda. Therefore, Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Suta Gyaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhakti mitam mataha. Therefore, Krishna showed only someone who follows in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan by following Raganuga Bhakti, they can only bind Krishna. No one else can bind him. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, Na cha ante na bahiryasya na purvam na pichaparam purva apurvam bahischanta jagato yo jagochaye tam matvatmajam avyaktam matyalingam adoksajam gopi kul ukale damna babanda prakitam yaha. Krishna has no inside or no outside, no end or no beginning, no interior, no front or no rear. He is all pervading. He is not under the influence of time. There is no difference for him between past, present and future. Despite being this, Mother Yasoda could bind him. Therefore, Guru Maharaj says, she did not bind him with a rope, she bound him with her prema, her affection. What is the significance of the two fingers? Why two fingers were short, not 10 or 20 or 100? Some people think, I will bind Krishna by my own efforts, by my own austerities, my own chanting, I will get Krishna. This is wrong. And some people think, when Krishna gives me mercy, then I can bind him. There are two logics, the cat logic and the monkey logic. The monkey grabs hold of the mother like that. If the monkey falls, the baby monkey falls, the mother never looks back, that finished dead. If the monkey is grabbing on with all his strength, but the cat is the complete opposite. The cat kitten doesn't do anything, the mother does all the work, picks up the child and carries him everywhere. The kitten is completely submissive. Therefore, the truth how to get Krishna is not the monkey nor the kitten. Both have some fault. But it's a combination of the two. One should try by hard endeavors. One finger means your own effort, and the other finger means the mercy of Guru and Krishna. One should try by hard endeavors and melt the heart of Guru and Krishna by when they see your endeavor. Like when Krishna saw Mother Yasoda was sweating, perspiring, breathing heavily. Then his heart melted, he allowed himself to be bound. Therefore, two fingers means your own effort and also mercy of Gurudev and mercy of Krishna himself. Therefore, Krishna was now bound with a grinding mortar. His friends were laughing. Come and play, but Krishna could not play. When Mother Yasoda would look at him angrily, Krishna would cry. When Mother Yasoda would look at him, Krishna would laugh to his friends. Then Krishna was thinking, I have to fulfill the promise of Narada Muni. Therefore, Krishna with one activity does many things. There's one person, one demigod in charge of wealth. His name is His name is Kuvera. He's in charge of all the wealth in the world. Therefore, imagine his two sons, how spoiled his sons would be. The sons of the god of wealth are known as Manigriva Nala Kuvera. Despite having wealth, Kuvera is a devotee. He does bhajan. But his two sons never did bhajan, always enjoying drinking nectar, enjoying with the girls, fast cars. Therefore, Kuvera was very worried. Kuvera approached Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva approached Narad Muni. Please give mercy to these two boys. Therefore, one time, Narad Muni, just to give auspiciousness to those two boys, he went to the heavenly planets. There in the water of the Mandakini Ganga, those two boys were naked with many other apsaras. Vijay was foaming on the bank. Like a mad elephant enjoys with female elephants in the water. The two sons of Kuvera were completely mad by lust. Also, they were drinking. Therefore, their eyes were rolling. They had no sense. That time, Narad Muni was walking along the path, chanting, Narad Muni bhajai bina radhika ramana name. Narad Muni always chants the holy name. Nama Amani Udita Hoy Bhakata Gita Sani. Nara Muni always tastes the nectar of the holy name and gives that nectar to others by chanting loudly. As Narad Muni was walking there, he was chanting the holy name loudly. When the young girls saw the great saint Narad coming, they became full of shame. They ran out of the pond and covered themselves and hid in the forest. But the two sons of Kuvera did not do so. They remained completely naked. So much pride was there. Plus they were intoxicated, that wouldn't have helped. When someone is very proud, he never cares for others. Therefore, the two boys came out of the pond naked. You could imagine their condition. Intoxicated, with their eyes rolling, they began to shout at Narad Muni, "What the hell are you doing here? You got nowhere else to chant your Hari Ram, Hari Krishna?" Thus, they began to use bad language towards Narad Muni. Therefore, Narad Muni, out of compassion, out of his kindness, he cursed them. Narad Muni said, "Out of all types of attraction, the attraction for wealth is the strongest. Attraction for wealth bewilders one's intelligence. More than having beauty, more than having a high family, or more than being learned. Those who have wealth are unable to control their senses. Therefore, rascals who are falsely proud of their riches or their birth are so cruel they think they will never grow old or die. Therefore, why are you proud of your bodies? The body is nothing to be proud of. After death, his body will turn into worms, into stool, or into ashes. While alive, who does this body belong to anyway? Does it belong to the father who gives it birth? Does it belong to the mother? Does it belong to the boss, the employer? Does it belong to the sons who give it, who put fire on at the time of death? Does it belong to the dogs or who eat it? Does it belong to the worms who live inside and chew the body? Therefore, fools who are very much proud of their wealth cannot see things as they truly are. Therefore, daridram param anjanam. Therefore, the correct medicine for them is the ointment of poverty. At least a poverty-stricken man can realize his wretched situation, and he will not be cruel to others. One who is very poor automatically becomes weak, his senses become controlled. A poverty-stricken man automatically undergoes austerities. Therefore, I curse you too to be trees. Sadunam samachitanam sudanam gurmat kritatanam dasananna bhavat bandhanano krishna pumsa savatoyabhi. The sadhus have no other interest except to think of Krishna 24 hours a day. Why shall I associate with materialistic persons like you? I curse you to become trees. I will relieve you of your wealth and your false prestige. Immediately as Narad gave his curse, he is so powerful that the bodies of the boys began to harden into trees right then and there. They began weeping. "Please have mercy, please forgive us." Therefore Narad Muni said, "Nonetheless, you will become trees. But by mercy, you will have remembrance of your past life. And after 100 years of the demigods, you will see the Supreme Lord face to face, and he will liberate you with his own hand." Therefore, Narad Muni ki jai. Sometimes a sending person will give some anger to you. That is not his anger, that is his affection, his kindness. What to speak of a curse. Therefore, those boys would never get a chance to see Krishna even after millions and millions and millions of lifetimes. If this life, if we do devotion properly, you become free from unwanted desires. You can achieve nishta, ruchi, ashakti, and bhav bhakti. At the stage of bhav, one enters into the world where Krishna is doing his pastimes. That's called sadhan siddh. Those boys, Narad Muni, they would never get to see Krishna in millions of lifetimes, but Narad Muni is so kind, he gave them a place in Krishna's pastimes. Where? How come everyone's watching Venu? One time Srinivasacharya, he was speaking lecture, and his disciple Rasikananda looked away, and Rasikananda slapped him. for not paying attention to Qatar. Those boys had no chance to enter the pastimes of Krishna, but by the curse or the blessing of Narad Muni, they became trees in the courtyard of Krishna's house. Therefore, Krishna was remembering all this. Oh, I have to keep the word of Narad Muni. Therefore, Krishna began pulling the grinding mortar, which was tied to his waist by the rope. The boys were helping. Because those boys were twins, they were two trees which grew out of one root. Therefore, Krishna went between the twin Arjuna trees. When he was pulling, the grinding mortar became stuck. Krishna became angry and looked behind. His glance cracked the trees. Those two trees fell with a huge sound, like a thunderbolt. From those two trees came two divine personalities. Who was that? Nalagriva and Mandukuvera in their original form of demigods. They offered many prayers. They said, Namo Paramakalyana, Namo Paramamangala, Vasudeva Shantaya Yadunam Pataye Namaha. We offer obeisances to you, Krishna, who appeared in the Yanu dynasty. You are all auspicious. Nama Parama Mangala, Nama Parama Kalyana. You are all merciful. We offer obeisances to you. You are very kind to us. And we are specially grateful to our Guru Narad Muni. In 100 years that there were trees, they always remembered the mercy of Narad. Narad's kindness, he's put us in the pastimes of Krishna. And those trees had the chance to see all the baby pastimes, the baby activities of Krishna. One devotee, when he was in Mathura, he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asked him 4 questions. What's the supreme form of Krishna? What's the supreme form of God? He replied, Shyamam evam paramam rupam. The form of Krishna is the supreme form. Shyamam evam paramam rupam. What's the best place to live? Mathura. Shamameva paramam rupam puri madhupuri varam. The best place to live is Madhupuri, Vrindavan. Shamameva paramam rupam puri madhupuri varam. Dhyana kashoraka atma. Which is the best age of Krishna? The best age of Krishna is Krishna as a young boy, as a kishore, teenager, we say, but that's not a real word. And which is the best way to worship Krishna? In the mood of the gopis. Adirasa Ivasaha. When Mahaprabhu asked those 4 questions, he got the 4 lines. Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic. Mahaprabhu made those 4 lines into one verse. Shamameva puri, shamameva paramam rupam puri madhupuri varam shama dhyana kishorakyam adirasa Ivasaha. Then Mahaprabhu chanted that verse over and over again. Krishna is the supreme form. Vrindavan is the best place to live. Krishna as a youth is the best age, and the worship of the gopis is the best. Then that Brahmana was very happy seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotion. That Brahmana said one verse. Sam shrutim apare smitim apare bharate anya bhajabhavataha nandanam tamanam bande yaschalingim parambrahma. That Brahmana said, some worship the Mahabharat, some worship the Vedas, but not me. I worship Nanda Baba because the Supreme Absolute Truth became his son and played in his courtyard. Therefore, those trees are not ordinary trees. They got positioned in Krishna's pastimes. How, Radhika? By the curse, quote-unquote, blessings of Narad Muni. Those boys said, we are the servants of Narad Muni. Now, by his grace and the mercy of Narad Muni, we are now seeing you face to face. They asked Krishna for the benediction. May our words always describe your pastimes. May our ears always hear your activities. May our hands and legs and all senses engage in your service. May our minds always think of you. May our heads bow to you. And may we always embrace the forms of the Vaishnavas who are non-different to you. Thus the 2 demigods offered prayers, having been liberated from their tree birth by Krishna directly. Krishna was still there, bound to the grinding mortar, smiling nicely. Krishna said to those 2 demigods, The great saint Narad Muni is very kind. By his curse, he actually gave the greatest favor to both of you who are mad after material enjoyment. Although you fell from the higher planets of Swarga and became trees, you are always favored by him. When one is face to face with the sun, there is no chance of darkness, Krishna says. In the same way, when one is face to face with the liberated sage, the bondage of material birth and death can no longer touch him. Just like when you turn on a fan, the fan is going, when you turn it off, it's still moving, but no new juice is going into it. In the same way, one who makes connection with the real sadhu, it appears their material life is continuing, it's not continuing. It's winding down, about to stop. This came from Krishna's own mouth. Therefore, those two boys were liberated. Krishna gave them a position in the spiritual world as Snigdhakanta and Madhukanta. Snigdhakanta, Madhukanta, ki jai. Madhukanta means he has a very sweet voice. He always sings the pastimes of Krishna. And Madhukanta and Snigdhakanta always chanting. Snigdhakanta, Madhukanta, ki jai. Therefore, Krishna was bound by the grinding mortar. Therefore, Krishna did not liberate the trees, neither did the grinding mortar. It was the rope which bound the two. Those rope is the love of Mother Yasoda. So Mother Yasoda liberated the trees, actually. That's my own commentary. Don't tell Gurudev. Go, Premanande! So, Krishna did many, many activities. His childhood pastimes are like an ocean. Tomorrow will begin pastimes of Krishna as a Kishore, especially his pastimes with the gopis. So Krishna, one day, he was crying, "Oh Father, I want to go out on cow grazing." Nanda Baba was very much worried. "But Krishna, you are so soft and delicate. This is not the job of you. Anyone can go cow grazing." Krishna gave many arguments. "No, this is my duty, I have to do." Therefore, on the day of Gopastami, Krishna went and entered the forest as a full-fledged cowherd boy. Mother Yasoda said, "My dear boy, at least wear shoes and take an umbrella." And Krishna said, "No, we are servants of the cows. The cows are not wearing shoes, therefore how I can wear shoes? If I will wear shoes, then you have to make 4 shoes for each cow, 3,600,000 sets of shoes. And each cow must also have an umbrella." Therefore, Krishna entered the forest with bare feet, with his friends. Many wonderful activities he enjoyed there in the forest. Kamsa had sent another demon. That demon's name was Agasur. Agasur is sin personified. He took the form of a big snake. He opened his mouth and was waiting. He rolled out his tongue like a red carpet. He waited for a chance to eat Krishna and the coward boys. Therefore, the friends of Krishna, they know nothing else but the idea Krishna is my friend. They have forgotten his position as the Supreme Lord. The friends came there, and what did they see? One huge snake lying there, but the boys thought, how there could be a snake so big? It must be a mountain. See, his mouth is like a cave, the teeth are like stalactites, and the bottom teeth are like stalagmites. The bad breath, we don't know where that comes from. Thought it must be a cave. Therefore, the boys entered the cave of Agasur's mouth, and his breath was so bad, poisonous, the boys fell unconscious. Then Agasur was waiting for Krishna to enter into his mouth. Krishna entered the mouth of Agasur. Agasur closed his mouth. Krishna began to swell inside. Agasur could not breathe because Krishna was blocking the air pipe. He tried to cough up Krishna. He could not. Krishna was there. Therefore, his life air had nowhere to go. It burst out the top of his skull like a perfected yogi. When babies are born, that soft, gooey bit there, that is called the Brahma. That's where perfected yogis leave theirs, through the top of the skull. Therefore, Agasur, at the time of death, he thought of Krishna. Therefore, he ended. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Yoginam api sarvesham madgat antaratmana." Who is the best yogi who always thinks of me within himself? Therefore, Krishna was personally inside Agasura, therefore he became the best of yogis. His atma, his soul, popped out through the top of his skull. Krishna, by his glance on the boys, they all came out. And the soul of Agasura was moving in the sky. It entered the feet of Krishna just like a meteor. Why Krishna gave mercy to Agasura? Because Agasura was the brother of Putana. Because he had that relationship and now Putana had become a pure devotee, Krishna liberated Agasura very, very easily. Therefore, when Krishna came out, Krishna was bragging to his friends, just see the size of that snake I killed. Therefore, Subal took his stick and began beating the dead body of the snake, just so you can't take all the credit for it. We also did it. That was a joke, huh? So, Brahma, the creator, was watching all these activities. He saw how Krishna effortlessly killed this huge Agasura demon. He saw the soul of Agasura enter into the feet of Krishna. Therefore, Brahma had agreed, I want to see more of the activities of the Lord. Therefore, Brahma, what did he do? Krishna went for lunch after killing the Agasura. All friends were taking lunch. All friends had a picnic basket wrapped in a handkerchief, because all the mothers cook only for Krishna. Therefore, the mothers say, don't forget to give some of this one to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna was enjoying lunchtime pastimes with his friends at Pandiravat. We go there every year with Gurudev. Madhu Mangal, who is Krishna's fat friend, he was very corpulent. His lunch bag was 3 times bigger than everyone else's. Therefore, one boy came and pulled his dhoti down. He dropped the bag, went to catch his dhoti, and they took away his food bag. As Madhu Mangal was running, trying to hold his dhoti up, he made a very comical scene. All the boys were too much laughing. They were passing the food bag from one to another. Madhu Mangal was running after his food bag, crying, and he became angry. If you low-class coward boys don't give my food back, I'll curse you to die. All the boys were laughing. Don't worry, Madhu, we were just joking. Some boys had taken out the cauliflower from Madhu Mangal's pakora. You know what a pakora is? A batter-fried cauliflower piece. Okay, got it now? They took out the middle of the pakora and inside they put some chili seeds. Oh, Madhu Mangal, we stole your lunch. We're very sorry. Here is lunch. Madhu Mangal was very hungry. He had the pakora and it was a great burning sensation. He was making funny faces. All the boys were laughing so much. Madhu Mangal, he knows nothing else. He's the joker of Vrindavan. Everyone has so much affection for him. He's always enjoying pastimes of laughing and joking with Krishna. As they sat down, there was only one Krishna and millions of boys. But Krishna's yoga maya arranges that each boy thinks Krishna is taking lunch just in front of me. Don't become sad. One Krishna and billions of boys, how will I serve Krishna? Yoga maya arranges everything. That time the calves had been stolen by Brahma. Brahma wanted to see some more pastimes. Some say Brahma wanted to test Krishna also. Therefore the calves had been stolen by Lord Brahma. The coward boys became very morose. Where have they gone? Krishna said, don't worry, I will find them. Therefore Krishna was wandering off. When Krishna went off to find the calves, Brahma stole the boys. Krishna came back. No boys, no calves. What's happening? Therefore, for a moment, Krishna appeared bewildered. And Brahma was watching from the sky. What's happening? What will he do? How did Brahma see Krishna? Krishna reciprocates with your vision. Therefore, bibrad venum jatada padayo shringhare bete chakakshe. Bame pano masrina kabalam tat palani angulishu. Tistan made swa parisuridro hasayan narama bihi. Swargelo kemishate bubaji yagya book kala keli. Krishna is called Yagya Book. Yagya Book means the Lord who eats only the sacrifice. Like if you see a fire sacrifice, that time Narayan is there in the form of the enjoyer of Yagya. The brahmanas take 10 bars, they put tilak, clean cloth. Very purely they chant and pronounce mantras. Then the Lord accepts the offering given into the Yajna. Therefore, Lord Brahma knows that Bhagawan is Yajna Book, who only accepts the offerings of Yajna. But what was Krishna doing? He saw Krishna was now with his flute tucked between his waist, and in his left hand, Krishna had a big pile of yogurt rice there, and in his left hand he had many different types of pickles, lemon, chili, mango, whatever. Therefore, only a low-class person eats with their left hand, right? You know why? Left hand is the one you use to clean yourself after you go to the bathroom. Therefore, only a very low-class, uncivilized person will eat with their left hand, but Krishna was eating with his left hand. And those pickles were from each of the different boys. The boys would go, this one's very good, take this one. And the remnants from their mouth they would give. In Vedic culture, the mouth is even more contaminated than the backside. Therefore, Brahma was completely confused because Lord Vishnu, he only accepts the offering from the pure persons who chant and do everything properly. But here was Krishna eating with his left hand the remnants of the cowherd boys. At that time, he was also bewildered. Where have my friends gone? He was looking very sad. Also, that was winter time. The cowherd boys may be not taking bath every day, Shyamala, because very cold. There was some mucus was here, some dirt from the cowherd grazing. Brahma was completely confused how this can be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He looked in the dictionary, Bhagawan, Bhagawan. No, Bhagawan is not like this. These are not the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Krishna realized, oh, this is the work of Brahma. In 1 second, he manifested millions and millions of new boys, millions and millions of calves. Who were those boys and calves? They were Krishna himself. Krishna expanded himself into the form of each cowherd boy and each calf. Why? Tata Krishna mudumkartam tat matinam cha kasya cha ubhayayatam atmanam chakri vishwakridit ishwara. Krishna expanded himself in the form of cowherd boys and calves for the happiness of the mothers and the young gopis and the cows of Vrindavan. Okay. Only 1 hour left, hang in there. Each cow was thinking, I want Krishna to drink my milk directly. None of this going to the cow shed, I get milked, and then maybe my milk goes in the batch which Krishna drinks. I want that Krishna will become my son directly and take milk from my breast, my udder. All the lady cows had that desire. All the calves wanted the eyes. Krishna should be my friend also. I can also play with him in the cow paddocks. All the mothers, the elderly gopas and gopis had a desire. Krishna could be my direct son. I could feed him, bath him, everything directly with my own hands. And all the young gopis had a desire. I want Krishna as my husband. Therefore, by this desire, by this activity, Krishna fulfilled the desire of everyone. By taking the forms of the calves, he drank milk directly from the breast, the udder of the cows. By taking the form of the cowherd boys, he would go home and each of the mothers and fathers would embrace, my son has come. Those sons were Krishna himself. And that year, Purnamasi announced, Gagacharya announced, this is a very good year for marriage. All gopis, no matter how young they are, should marry this year. Therefore, all the gopis married those boys. Who are those boys? Prem? Krishna himself. Therefore, Krishna in this pastime fulfilled the desire of everyone, the cows, the calves, the mother and father, and the young gopis. Therefore, Krishna expanded himself so as to appear as all the calves and all the cowherd boys. And Krishna also remained there in his original form. As Krishna came home from cow grazing, Krishna, as all the baby calves, would run and drink milk from the cows. The mother of the boy, hearing the sounds of the boys returning, would run, lift the boys in their arms, embrace them, feed them breast milk, cook for them, bath them. At that time, Krishna drank the milk from all his respective mothers as if it were a nectarian beverage. Brahma, meantime, for 1 second, Brahma went back to his office, to Brahmalok, to check how things were going. When he went to walk in the door, the the guard, the security guard, cracked Brahma on the head. What are you doing? And Brahma became furious. You crazy? Who do you think I am? I'm your boss, Brahma. Then the security guard said, you're not Brahma. The real Brahma is inside. Who was that? Krishna. Krishna had gone in his place, disguised himself as Brahma. You want to play dirty? Play dirty with me. And Krishna, in the form of Brahma, told the security guards, be careful, there's one false Brahma with plastic arms. When he comes here, kick him out. Don't let him in my palace. Therefore, Brahma came. He realized, I've been kicked out of Brahmaloka. I have no way to go. He went back to Vrindavan. But he saw nothing had changed. 1 second for Brahma is equal to 1 year of this earth. Therefore, for 1 year, he looked. Krishna was still there with the calves, with the boys. Nothing has changed. Maybe they escaped from the cave. He looked. The boys with calves that he had stolen were still there. He became confused. He made foreheads to check. Both were there at the same time. Then he realized, oh my God, what have I done? I tried to cheat and test Krishna. But all these things, I have not created these boys and calves. It must be the Lord himself. As Brahma looked, each one of those boys and calves became Krishna. With four hands, Brahma became stunned as he saw the opulence of the Lord. That time Brahma, he offered many prayers. He became stunned. His intelligence was completely finished. With great difficulty, he opened his eyes and offered prayers to the feet of Krishna. He prayed. Nomidyate briha. Anyway, forget that. He said, neither myself, nor anyone else in this world can measure your potency. You have shown mercy to me and also fulfilled the desires of your pure devotees. I cannot understand your personal form. Then how can I understand the happiness you experience within yourself? Jnane prayasamudupashana manta eva jivanti satmakaratam baradiyavatam stane stitam shrutikatam tanuvakmano bejed prayaso ajitajito apistastriloke. Krishna, no one can conquer you. You are the supremely independent Lord. But those who remain in their positions and constantly hear of you from the mouths of your pure devotees, then they can control you who otherwise are completely uncontrollable. Therefore, those non-devotees cannot realize you and your personal feature. Therefore, one who says, I know Krishna, I think that is quite impossible. Kindly excuse my offense. I have taken birth in the mode of passion, and therefore I am simply foolish. My eyes are blinded by the darkness of ignorance, which causes to think myself as being the independent controller. But now, by your mercy, you should always think that I am simply a servant of your servants. Therefore, please have mercy on me. Tenu kampam sishumiksamano bunjane vatma kripam bipadad ridvad vakubir vididam namaste jiveta yo mukti padasadayabak. Hey Krishna, those who suffer their karma but understand this is nothing else but your mercy, and they never give up your devotion and with body and mind and words simply serve me, serve you, then those persons only are eligible for liberation. Brahma offered 40 prayers and prayers. Hey Krishna, who am I? I am a small person measuring 7 times the length of my hand. Everyone is like that. I am enclosed in a tiny pot-like universe. And who are you? Millions and millions of universes pass through the pores of your skin and you do not even notice it. Hey Adoxaj, hey Govinda. Isn't it? Krishna came from the womb, from the stomach of Garbhadaksai Vishnu. Therefore, hey Adoksaja, am I not your son? When the child in the womb kicks the mother does not take offense. In the same way, Govinda, I am your son, please forgive my aparads. You are the original Narayan. You are the supreme controller. You are the eternal witness of everything. Therefore, I take shelter of you. You descend to this world. You have no material birth. You descend to defeat the pride of the false demons, the faithless demons, and to give mercy to your devotees. Thus you come in many, many incarnations. Hey, Govinda. If one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, only then can he understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Lord by their own endeavors are unable to know you, even though they study the Vedas for many, many lifetimes. Therefore, to astunata saburi bhago, bhavetra vatyata tu vatirischam yena hame eko. Hey Bhagawan, I pray that whatever birth I may take, I may be counted as one as your devotees. Even if I fall to the animal species, I hope to engage in your lotus feet. Ato titi danya brajagora manya stanyamrita pitam ateva yamudham yasavibo vatsa tatama ajma jamam tripitati dhyati nachalam advara. How fortunate are the women of Vrindavan. How fortunate are the cows. You drank their breast milk. I think that all the Vedic sacrifices performed since time immemorial have not given you the same satisfaction as the old ladies of Vrindavan. Aho bhagyam nandagopa pratyosikam yam mitram paramananda pura brahma sanatanan. How fortunate are the Brijbasis? How fortunate are they? Because the Supreme Absolute Truth has become their friend. Therefore he prayed, Tadburi bhagyam ihanatha. Tadburi bhagyam iha janma kimatabad yad gokulapi katamangiri jobishekam yastu nikilam bhagavan makundas tradadyapi yad padaraja sruti mijameva. Hey Bhagawan, I hope that in my next birth I can take birth as a stone. Why? Not in Vrindavan, where Krishna performs pastimes with the gopis. I'm not qualified for that. I want to take birth in Gokul, where you perform only your baby pastimes. Have we had Arti yet? Oh my God, sorry. She's going to kill me. Guru Maharaj says, which stone did he pray to take birth as? In India, the persons who clean the toilets are called bungis. That time was no flush toilets, was dry toilet system. You'd pass stool in a pot and some poor guy would have to carry the pot. Imagine how dirty that person would be. Guru Maharaj said, Brahma prayed to take birth as a stone. Which stone? Those persons who clean the stool of Vrindavan, when they come home, they scrape their feet on a rock outside their house. Brahma said, I want to become one of those rocks so I can get the foot dust of the devotees of Vrindavan on my head. Because Yastu Nikilam Bhagawan Mukundas, they have given everything, their life and soul, to the service of Mukunda. The dust of their lotus feet is rare to achieve. Even the Vedas cannot find the foot dust of the gopis. Therefore, Brahma offered many, many prayers. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said, which rock did Brahma take birth as? Every year we go to Barshana, the birthplace of Radharani. And there on that hill, Brahma Parvat, is Radharani's palace, Barshana. Brahmaji took birth as that stone so he could get the foot dust of Radharani on his head. Because Brahmaji had so much respect for the gopis, especially Radhika, therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave special mercy to Brahma by appearing in this Sampradaya. Therefore, the Brahma Madhva Sampradaya is the Sampradaya which belongs to Radhika. All the members of this Sampradaya have prayed like Brahma to become the foot dust of Radhika and engage in the service of Radhika. Therefore, Sachidanand Gaura Hari ki, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Goprema Nandi.